Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation was the featured guest at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center on Wednesday. The joint Kenai and Soldotna Chamber luncheon hosted Jan Miyagashima, Director of Mortgage Operations, and Kathy Stone, Director of Public Housing for the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. They discussed the AHFC's rent and mortgage relief programs while also touching on their senior and public housing options. Miyagashima talks Wednesday about the Mortgage Help for Alaska Homeowners program.
Pre-registration is open until March 14th. Then application is March 14th to April 4th. When we see how many numbers, we'll know about how much we have to help each person. So as of the first 2 days of the pre-registration being open, so it opened Monday, and they had yesterday, 3,000 people already are in there doing the eligibility check. And once they start this pre-application, that information will transfer right over to their application when that period opens.
Miyagashima stated that assistance for Alaska homeowners is different than rental assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic.
In that little round, that little short round and that little bit of money, we found homeowners are much more responsive at providing additional documentation. So when they were asked, there were more renters that applied, but not more renters that finished, because they didn't. If you're a homeowner, you know you had to provide documentation. You know you're being asked for things. So the homeowners came out a lot better in that deal.
Governor Mike Dunleavy appeared recently on the Fox Business Channel telling host Neil Cavuto that Alaska is ready, if called upon, to increase energy production as the situation with Russia and Ukraine goes on. These very same comments have been echoed by Alaska's congressional delegation at length as of late due to the amount of oil the United States buys overseas versus choosing not to increase domestic production.
I agree. I think we should. I think we should be pushing it for our national security and at the same time for our economy. $100 a barrel oil is great for Alaska's coffers, but it's bad for the people of the state and for America because of the prices at the pump. And so, you know, I think we should do both. I think we should push renewables and we should push oil and gas. I think they both present great opportunities for this country. And I don't understand why we aren't doing that, especially given what's happening over in Russia. We've had the same issue with Iran and others that are not necessarily friendly with the United States. And so, Neil, I'm all for opportunities. I think we should push it. Alaska could do its part. We have billions of barrels of oil still in the ground. We've got about 126 trillion cubic feet of gas that we can deliver to our friends in Asia as well as our West Coast. So we're prepared and ready to do our part if this administration allows us to.
Just this week alone, prices of gasoline at the pump here in Kenai are $4.12 a gallon, up from $3.72 Monday. According to AAA, the national average for regular gasoline was $3.60, nearly 80 cents higher than the week before and 89 cents more than a year ago. And according to the Energy Information Administration, Alaska's proved crude oil reserves of 2.4 billion barrels are the fourth largest of any state, and Alaska ranks third in the country in natural gas gross withdrawals.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.